Middo is set. He's in his seat. We're ready to go for round seven. Hello, Middo.
G'day, boys.
Are you excited about round seven?
I think so.
Do you think it's settled down yet?
The no. Cop?
It hasn't, has it?
No. Oh, I don't know.
There's enough injuries, aren't there?
Well, there's always something happening, isn't there?
There's a million injuries, it seems, at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It's quite incredible, really, when you think about it. I'm looking forward to this tonight, the clash of the halves. I know they're both missing key players. Manly do get back Jamie Lyon, which is a nice boost on that right-hand side. $2.05, the Bulldogs $1.80. And, of course, they're missing the likes of James Graham, Morris, Laffey, and Dave Clemmer still out.
Yeah, they're still out through suspension and injury. A lot of changes in both sides. These teams met back in, I think it was round three or four.
On the beach.
And yeah, that's right, the beach at Brookvale. And Canterbury won that night. Jamie Lyon didn't play then. And I know he's still in some doubt to play in this game tonight with that ongoing problem with a groin. It's at ANZ Stadium. The Seagulls have got a reasonable record there, but I think you'd have to stick with Canterbury. Manly's... Well, they've lost four in a row. They haven't lost five straight in 10 years. There's going to be massive interest in the halves for both teams with the origin pair of Hodkinson and Reynolds. They're back together. They haven't played together since round one in the starting side. And of course, all the pressure now on Cherry Evans with this revelation overnight.
Yes.
I'm going to stick with Canterbury.
What was said on the show last night?
Oh, well, look, not a lot more detail, but you know, it does sound like there are some second thoughts from Cherry Evans about his decision.
All right, let's go to the next one.
We can't be talking about it for another 6 weeks.
I know, we will be. The Dragons will take on Brisbane. The Dragons, $2.25, and Brisbane, $1.67 favourites.
Cracking game.
This is the live game into both markets tonight on Channel 9. You know, the teams are in outstanding form. The Brisbane Broncos have won five in a row. Dragons have won four straight. So, you know, outside the Cowboys, you probably haven't got two more informed teams in the competition. The Broncos winning in Golden Point last week. And the Dragons, their defence has just led the way in the competition this year. At Cogra, I'm going to stick with the Dragons. An interesting stat there is that Wayne Bennett's record against the Dragons, coaching against the Dragons, he's won only one of his last 12.
Oh. Really?
That is interesting.
Jeez. But you're saying he can't coach?
Well, I think maybe the Dragons give something extra when they're up against his old coach, their old coach.
Yeah, well, he's officially perhaps the worst coach Newcastle's ever had, isn't he?
Well, yeah, I think he is, yeah. Mm.
Well, you're the stats man.
Statistically speaking. He had a few things go against him.
Well, so would many other coaches,
would
imagine.
Yes.
Titans up against the Panthers. This is going to be at Cbus Stadium on the Gold Coast. And it's going to be the odds, $1.80 the Titans, the Panthers, $1.95, still without many, many key players, Idris, Wallace, and also Soward.
They're interesting odds, aren't they, considering Penrith won 40-0 only 5 weeks ago. When they played at Bathurst. But as you say, massive changes to personnel. Penrith have got seven changes from that side, and most of them are changed through injury, whereas the Titans, they've got five changes to their lineup. Most of their changes are players coming back from suspension. You know, Falloon, Taylor, Greg Bird. It's going to be a much tighter contest than the earlier one, but the Titans still haven't overcome a really poor record at home. I'm going to go the Panthers.
All right. The Cowboys, $1.33 favourites. The Warriors, $3.50.
Yeah, those odds probably reflect how it should be. This is the toughest road trip in the competition. Invariably, the home team wins, whether it's the Cowboys playing in Townsville or the Warriors playing in Auckland. That team has won 13 of the last 15 of these fixtures. You'd have to stick with the Cowboys, the form they're in, the form that Thurston's in. It's his 250th first grade game, so you'd expect the Cowboys will lift and they should win at home.
The Roosters, our players don't take dives. Trent Robinson has come out and said up against the Melbourne Storm. It's a Storm home game at Amy Park in Melbourne. It's going to be 7:30, 2:05 the Storm. The Roosters, $1.80. And again, a big watch on James Maloney in particular. Mitchell Pearce tracking okay. Maloney had a shocker.
Who's $1.80?
$1.80 the Roosters, Storm $2.05.
Yeah, well,
is there an update there, Slats?
I think the Storm are a bit long in those odds. I'm going to tip the Storm to win that one. Yeah, you're right. Maloney was iffy in defence against the Broncos last week. Melbourne, they've won five of their last six games at Amy Park, and Roosters haven't travelled that well to Melbourne in recent years, so I'll stick with the Storm at home.
Yeah. They've firmed in a bit, mate.
2.30 the Storm, $1.65 the Roosters. The West's Tigers, Leichhardt, $1.42 favourites. The Raiders, $3.
I think the West Tigers are the bet of the weekend here. They've got a fantastic record against Canberra. I know Canberra's form has improved this year. Tigers have won 10 of their last 12. Now, Leichhardt Oval is the key for the West Tigers and the return game to Leichhardt. When they play back at Leichhardt, the first game in a season since 2000, they've won 12 out of 15. And since 2008, they've won 7 from 7 in their return game to Leichhardt in any season.
Okay. Jeez, I told Dean Halitau 2 days ago that the forecast was good for Sunday at Leichhardt because there's only 2,000 people sit undercover there.
Yep.
Doesn't look good, does it?
Mate, it's the end of the world. But they it's going to be heavy rain on Sunday.
They won't mind, will they?
Well, they won't mind, but it's terrible for the crowd.
It's terrible for the crowd.
And there we go back to the argument regarding suburban grounds. We've got, you mentioned the West Tigers are your bet of the day. The Newcastle Knights up against the Eels, and as far as the Knights are concerned, the price, $1.47, the Knights, the Eels, $2.75.
The Knights will be hard to beat at Hunter Stadium against the Eels. They've won 7 straight against Parramatta, and the Eels' form has not been good the last few weeks. They haven't won at Hunter Stadium since 2008. The Knights at home look good.
And the Sharks are outsiders, $2.30. Rabbitohs, $1.60.
Yeah, I think they're a good bet, though, the Sharks, because they've got a good record against South and their form has been outstanding. Rabbitohs don't have Reynolds, plus a number of other injuries. Walker's still not back. Sutton hasn't been named. It's one that the Sharks can win, but I'm going to stick with South in a nail biter.
Well done, Mido. We thank you.
Thank you,
boys.
Have a good
weekend, mate.